was Thursday, Thursday.
Great job, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We'll wrap things up today with our man Chris Lowe. Covers college athletics for ESPN.
Whew.
Chris, this
it's
is
been a week, man.
This is I mean, this is unprecedented territory. We've seen things happen in the nation's history where we've seen games maybe not played for a week or two or a certain amount of days. But I mean, when you talk about some literally just indefinitely postponed type things, literally everything, it's a lot to process.
Yeah, you know, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said it really well yesterday when I was watching him. You know, there's no manual for this, whether you're an administrator, a media member, an athlete, a coach, a fan. None of us have seen this. And, you know, so many of us set our calendars to the Masters, to the NCAA basketball tournament, to the College World Series, to in NASCAR races, and for at least the next in the South, spring football practice, spring games. But for at least the next month or more, there's none of that. And I don't think it's impossible to say where we go from here. You know, what this is going to look like 2, 3, 4 weeks from now, you know, and prayerfully it's, you know, just sort of, I don't want to say goes away, but it's not nearly, the threat is not nearly as severe.
Hopefully.
And we get back to some sense of normalcy, but it's, from a sports perspective, it's awfully odd. It's weird. It's a surreal feeling for me anyway. I don't know about you guys.
Well, for us, it's interesting because people keep asking us, oh, what are you guys going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about the NFL offseason, and that's pretty much what we would be talking about anyway. Now, we are certainly aware of what's going on around us and care about our community and are reacting to these stories just like everyone else is, and we're all living through this together. I am curious, for a guy whose job is to cover college football, what do you do the next month or 6 weeks or however long this is?
Yeah, Brent, because I was getting ready to hit the road here the next week or so and start hitting campuses. I was going to go to Alabama, several campuses around the country for football. It's something I've done yearly now for a long time. Because let's be honest, the spring is where, in my line of work, where you get a lot of the best access, the best information. Right. Coaches have the time to sit down and talk about the football teams and talk about wider issues, you know, with the sport. I mean, some of the best conversations, the best stuff I've gotten have typically come in the spring. But I still think there's a way to talk about the football season coming up. We don't have the information from the spring. You know what? You look at Clemson. I talked to somebody about this today. They had 9 practices already in the spring. That's a huge advantage. And I understand with what's going on around the world, we're not talking about who's got an advantage in sports and who's not. But the facts are that they got to practice 9 times this spring, and really nobody else or very few other teams did. They know a lot more about some of these younger kids, guys that will be ready when preseason practice starts, as opposed to, say, Alabama or Tennessee or, you know, other schools that didn't practice, Penn State. I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee hadn't even started.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are schools out there like that. Yeah.
A lot of schools had. And I use Clemson as an example. But, you know, 9 practices, they're more than halfway through the spring. But it's hard because when I was hearing yesterday, for instance, or 2 days ago, that, well, it was going to be up to the individual schools whether they had spring football, that never sounded right to me. If you're telling a kid or a student at a college, well, no, you can't be on campus. You can't be in the classroom with 100 other English students or chemistry students. But yet they're going to let football players come back to campus and breathe and sweat, bleed on each other during spring football. See, this is where I think the NCAA, I understand the NCAA by the letter of the law doesn't have authority to tell, you know, schools or conferences you can't practice. But you know what? They do set when you can practice, how many practices you can have, what the recruiting calendar is. I would think during a pandemic that instead of leaving it up to the individual conferences, which the SEC followed suit with the Big Ten and the ACC, suspending all athletic-related activities, at least at the end of this month, on up into April, that the NCAA would be able to come out and say, listen, until we have a better grasp of this, it's whatever the date is, April 1st, April 5th, there will be no athletic-related activity on campuses around the country. There's got to be a way to do that, especially when you look at what's going on and the seriousness of this. And you guys know as well as anybody that if one school or one conference decided they were going to go forward and some kid got the virus and infected somebody else's, on his team with the virus, the outrage. I talked to a major college basketball coach, a Hall of Famer, today, made a great point, and I think he's right. When the player from Utah Jazz was infected with the virus, that was a game changer for everybody. That, yeah. I think had that not happened, Brent, I think they would have still played this game in Nashville. I think all the conference basketball tournaments would have gone on had he not gotten the virus. I think that's what changed everything. Mm. And then you saw one by one all the conferences start to follow suit and did the right thing. I mean, you're right on top of it. You can't continue to play basketball when this virus is out there. I do feel for all the athletes that are affected that put a lifetime, and years into getting to this point, they don't get a chance. If you read Steve Forbes' comments, boy, how heartfelt was that for his players. I don't understand, and I know Greg Sankey has already voiced this same sentiment. How do you cancel an event that's going to be played in June and you cancel it in March?
There's no reason.
Can you not at least wait?
Yeah.
Can we not wait till April and just say, you know what? We're going to wait and see where we are April the 5th before we make that decision. That to me seems like you're jumping the gun a little bit.
Chris, got about a minute left with you before we got to sign off, but the NCAA said today they would grant spring sport athletes an extra year of eligibility. I guess seniors, they'll make a decision on winter sport athletes like basketball. There's going to be a lot of logistics to work out with that once it starts to happen and people start to say, okay, I want to come back and do this again.
It's the right thing to do, absolutely, for baseball players, for track athletes. It's going to be hard as they start to peel back these layers, Mickey, of scholarship numbers, where the money's going to come from scholarships. Those are decisions they're going to have to make as they go forward. And again, it's unprecedented. But I think there's a way to do it, and certainly as they get together and everybody gets on board. But I think at the end of the day, you got to do what's right for the kids.
Yep.
As an athlete. That's the most important thing.
Chris, appreciate you jumping on with us. It's a crazy time, man, and we'll continue to check in with you, and we'll continue to find stuff to talk about, and then we'll all be excited when the games start back up again, that's for sure.
Well, I look forward to it. You guys stay safe, and look forward to talking soon.
Yes, sir. At CeeLo ESPN. About time for us to run. Boy, what a week this has been.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was just saying, not a whole lot going on at all this weekend. Yeah. Love on your family. Enjoy your time with your loved ones and your kids that you can when they're.